I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi guys, you're very welcome to episode 38 of the T's and C's Apply podcast. My name is Chelsea.
And my name is Huygen. In this episode, we give you the T's and C's of having notions. Oceans of notions.
Everybody's got oceans of notions.
Yeah, and it's really important before we get into this, okay, that Chelsea has gone and done research for this.
Yep.
And I haven't. And
like
good
I always
reason.
Do. Lads, every week it's the same story. Yeah, I do the research.
Yeah, but I'm being honest here, okay? She's had to do loads of research because she's never had notions in her life. This man's not had to do any because he's an expert in having notions.
Well, I don't know if I've had notions. I probably do. People could turn around and say, Jesus, that one has notions. I don't know. So, I mean, there's a few Ty could say that I'd be like, okay, maybe I do that.
You've got a podcast.
Out.
Automatically, that's one notion. I think that should count. Yeah, and on top of that, and this is a nice little segue, we also have a Patreon. So our next notion is, you know, if you want to guys want to come over and support us over there, feel free.
Okay. You're going to want to do that soon. If you're going to sign up soon, because we are coming to the end of season two shortly, but we will be continuing on the Patreon every Monday. So go and sign up now while you can before season two ends.
Yep. So that's what you're going to be signing up to right now. If you get a chance, head over. There's a link in the bio. Do all that
link
lovely
in
stuff.
Bio.
Help us out because you guys are helping to fund those notions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, getting into it, Chelsea.
Aye.
Okay. I want to talk about
oceans of notions.
Oceans and notions. All the notions of the world. I think we got to kind of bring it back because notions is a term that's kind of more for the Irish. The Irish use it more than anyone else. Like you could, when you see someone behaving with notions, you hear people saying, "That fella, now he's got notions about himself." To be honest, that's why I hear anytime I'm walking down, walking down the middle aisle of Aldi.
I was going to say, Ty actually says it quite often. I often hear Ty
well, look in the mirror.
That lad has notions. Or who am I? I have notions.
But to explain it for everyone else, and feel free to use the term if you want, it's more about having delusions of grandeur of some sort. That tends
that's
to be what it means.
That's oddly specific, Tyke.
That's because I wanted to give the exact term that it means, like having a delusion of grandeur. That you're thinking that you're bigger than you are sometimes, or that you're better than what it is. But like also, you could look at that the opposite way and kind of go, well, is it notions or is it just accepting that like you want more than that small town living?
Yeah.
That's the other way of looking at it. But I think if you're someone, and this is my first T's and C's, the terms and conditions, if you want to avoid being considered having notions, you've got to take advice from J-Lo.
Why?
Okay, because J-Lo, famously.
Jenny from the Block.
You literally beat me to it, okay? It is really important. If you are someone out there and you're like, oh, I'm afraid of having notions, you need to live the rules that J-Lo had, okay? She said, don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Jenny from the Block. Used to have a little. Now, I have a lot. But no matter where I go, I know where I come from.
Exactly. Okay. Do you know what it is? Especially with Irish people, because it's funny that you say that, it's mostly Irish people. I feel like a lot of Irish people look down on people that are doing well in life. So like, I'm not being funny, I'm not being big headed, but take us for instance, like we obviously like do okay on social media and stuff like that and whatnot. And you would have that one person that would come around, oh, geez, you've awful notions, kind of, you know, going to this event or getting this ad or whatever. Like, whereas like normally, like if I seen someone doing like that happening to, I'd be fucking thrilled for them. I'd be like, you know what? Good on you. Fair play to you. Like, you're making something of yourself. You're trying to get a name for yourself, all that sort of stuff in a positive light. But yet, people, I feel like people that think negatively. Wow. Wow. I don't know what happened there. I feel like they automatically like assume that the person doing well for themselves has notions. Instead of being like, do you know what? Fair play to you. But instead it's like, Jesus, that one has awful notions of herself. Oh, yeah. Why? Because I'm doing well for myself? Like, you could do the same. Do you know what I mean? I feel like they automatically assume that people have notions. No, it's not having notions. It's wanting a better life for yourself and for your future kids.
I think it even goes even more simpler than that when it comes to Irish culture. Like, as soon as you do anything that's considered unusual or out of the norm for your area, people will go, notions.
Yeah.
There's a great 100%.
Clip. 100%.
If I can find it, I'm going to add it in
I
here.
Got that when I first started social media.
But I'm going to go even simpler because I've experienced a little bit myself once. But have you ever watched The Republic of Telly?
Oh, God, yeah.
Back in the day, they had a brilliant one where it was like talking about like Irish culture and it was like loads of random snippets. But there was one where it's two lads in a bar and they're obviously by the bar, like at top of the, and then a guy walks in and he's wearing a scarf. And one guy turns to everyone and goes, look at him in the scarf. Dick. Do you know
what I mean?
But that's exactly what Irish culture is. 2 seconds later, there's another guy wearing a fedora. Look at that guy in the hat. Dick.
Look at your man with the hat. Dick. Look at your man with the scarf. Dick. Look at your man with the shirt off. Dick.
But that's the thing,
so ridiculous though when you think about it.
But
it's
at the
so
same
ridiculous.
Time, same time, I kind of understand.
Why? Why? Please explain to me why you feel like that. You like why you understand that.
I'll give you my example of the one that hit me because this happened, right? I went away to London my very first year after graduating from I would call college, but over in America or in America and in the UK they call it uni. And then if you said it in Ireland, they go dick. So that's one. But after I graduated, I went over to the UK, started teaching over there, all that jazz. And you know, I met another fella who would have been quite happily into his style and all that stuff. And he was like, oh, we'll head out in London now. We'll do a little bit of shopping, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay, cool, grand, you know.
Happy
and
is.
We were inside in TK Maxx. TK Maxx, not even that glamorous of a spot. But he was like, man, you're in London now. You need to have a nice jacket. A nice long jacket. You know the one I'm talking about. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know. It's not really me. Like, it's not really. He's like, man, you're not in Ireland anymore. Come on, be adventurous. Right, so I bought myself a jacket. That's all, a nice long jacket.
Yeah.
Right, because it's cold in London when you
walk
around the
streets.
It is a
nice jacket, in fairness.
It is a very nice jacket. Right, it's got a lovely pattern design on the inside. Oh, I should find it. I'll style it and wear it somewhere at some stage once I fit back into it, of course. I was like, I felt so good about this jacket. It used to make me feel great wearing it around the place. Like, I'd wear it to school during the winter. I'd have my nice, like, suit on. I'd have my nice, like, brown shoes, all this stuff. I was like, do you know what? I feel really good about my style for once, right?
Mm-hmm.
First Christmas, came home, went out, right? Didn't think too much about it other than the fact that I was like, I'm wearing pretty much my work shoes, a nice pair of, like, jeans, like, dark jeans, a nice shirt that I'd bought over there, and then this jacket. And I was like, do you know what? It was the style I was wearing over in the UK. I felt good about it. And walked in to a place and someone I like knew but didn't know that well, all I got hearing was like, fucking goes over to London, now look at him, thinks he's the fucking bee's knees.
Because I bought a fucking jacket.
A jacket?
Nah.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people like that, they're genuine, it's pure jealousy. Pure jealousy of the fact like, of people doing well. That's the only way I can explain it. Get jealous of the fact that you're doing well. But instead, you should be cheering them on and, you know, hyping them up, being like, fair play to you. My whole thing is like, you have something to say to someone when they're doing well for themselves, or they're doing, like you said, something out of the ordinary that the normal person wouldn't do, but yet you're not taking into like consideration maybe that that person had to really come out of comfort zone to do something like that, or they took a massive risk, they left their job to do whatever, like full-time content creator, all that sort of stuff. But it's like, you should be, you know, applauding them for doing stuff like that and hyping them up, for giving it a go. But because you would give out that they're doing nothing with themselves and they're being a bum and sitting on their arse and drawing the dole, but yet when they go and do something for themselves and they're doing well for themselves and, you know, making money or getting known or whatever, you still have something to say. Like, there's never an in-between.
I always find, particularly with Irish people, is that, like, when you're trying to do something at the very start,
yeah,
they are unbelievably critical and... like they'll,
I would say the opposite. For,
I think you'll get like,
I'll meet you back.
You'll get a little bit of support like to your face, but yeah, behind closed doors, people are like, who does he think he is or whatever? And then you kind of, you go through your grind and you'll get nothing from them during the grind. And then if you make it, they'll be like, oh, we knew you'd always do it.
Yes.
You're like, well, you didn't help me along the way. Like,
exactly. You know? And I noticed that, like, again, the fact that you just said that, it's like at the very start, you might have, you know, a couple of people being like, do you know what, fair play to you, you know, Jesus, I wouldn't be able to do that, but you know what, fair play for doing it. And then as time goes on, this is what I've noticed with me anyway in my life, is the fact that, like, at the very start, like when I started social media and stuff like that, people were kind of like, jeez, you're mad, you're mental, why are you doing something like that, jeez, that's, you know, it's whatever. And then I started doing okay on social media and you know, people started noticing me and stuff like that, and it's like, you know, fair play to you, Jesus, that's huge, that's whatever. And like, as time's gone on, I feel like people are kind of looking at me now being like, who does she think she is?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas I'm like, I'm the exact same person. I have not changed one bit. It's not like I'm living, you know, the high life. I still work a full-time job. I still have bills to pay. Do you know what I mean? Nothing has changed. Only the fact that I do, you know, social media on the side.
Mm.
And then obviously with the podcast and stuff like that, that was another thing that both of us always wanted to try and do. And, you know, we were both fortunate enough that we both wanted to do it at the same time. And we like are able to do it together. And we've got a great connection and stuff like that. And we just bounce off each other so well. And the podcast is doing well. But again, you'd have people coming around, geez, those two have notions. No, we don't. We are just trying to make a life for, but we're just genuinely trying to make a life for ourselves, like everybody else out there. Do you know what I mean? But it's funny that you say, right? It's funny that you say, mostly Irish people, because I just dove straight into the Irish people because I feel like they're just the most critical people majority of the time.
I think, do you know what, right? And I'm going to make a really bold statement, but I'm putting it out there because I think it's relevant. I think a lot of Irish people who have what other Irish people would call notions that about themselves, that want to make themselves as like an actor or a musician or whatever, those people have to leave Ireland to actually reach the level of success, because Irish people almost stop you at times from being super successful.
100%.
And like, I want to move away a little bit from the whole talk about social media and our experiences. Like, it is a big thing about, like, if you want to be a good soccer player here, you have to go to England. You can't make it in Ireland, really. Because the Irish leagues don't even get the support from Irish people, but the Premier League does. In school, it's a major one. I see kids all the time getting told, like, you ask a kid what they want to do now for a living. They want to be a YouTuber. And then the first thing everyone goes is like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Like, I'm like, fair enough. I get what you mean. You should want to guide them to having, like, other avenues as well. But, like, why tell them not to do it?
Yeah.
You know?
There's why shut it down straight away?
Yeah, let them
experience
the dream
it. Let them experience it first.
Let them realize that, like, if you want to actually achieve whatever that goal is, there's a lot of work involved.
Mm.
It's like anything. You're not just going to get it for free and be like, oh yeah, that was super easy. There's a lot of work involved in any career that you want to do properly.
Yeah.
Do you know? Go on, you have a list here anyway of stuff.
I have a list of things. And so, like, there's some things that I just had, like, I laughed at because it will relate to a lot of Irish people. The first one I laughed at because I feel like people in my life, anyway, apart from like my family members, would use it. But a lot of people... wouldn't really use it unless I put it out. Using the kitchen roll. Notions. People that
for
use
what?
Kitchen roll.
What are you using it for?
As in like napkin. Like dinner time.
Oh, as like a napkin. Oh, yeah.
See? Right?
Kitchen roll is for cleaning up messes.
Nine times out of ten, like, I would always put out kitchen roll. as in like with your cutlery, because everyone needs a napkin. But instead you have people fucking wiping their mouths with their hands or whatnot, where I'm like, if you've got a piece of kitchen roll there, you won't have an issue. The other one is using more than one tea towel. Again, such an Irish thing.
Well, do you have a tea towel for cleaning things up, but then also have a
hand towel for drying your hands? Your hands. Yeah, so this is just using more than one tea towel.
Is that really?
Do you know what annoys me? Just on tea towels. I see people doing it all the time and I'm just like, oh. When people use the tea towel to wipe the drain on the sink. That bugs me.
No.
Bugs me. Instead of getting like an actual dishcloth and wiping the drain on the sink with a dishcloth, people use a tea towel. Oh, that irks me. people free willy-nilly using the tumble dryer.
Oh, they've got money to burn, there those people.
Why?
I used to be one of those people over the UK.
No, but like, why again? Why is that class as, oh, they must have money because they use a tumble dryer?
You see, in Ireland.
No, they just pay their bills. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but you see, in Ireland, there's great drying outside. Like,
not all the time.
And if you're not to getting fair, that free though, drying.
To be fair, if I had a tumble dryer, I know we're not having one, but if I had a tumble dryer, the main thing that I would put in the tumble dryer is my bath towels and my hand towels because it makes them so fluffy. Like, I would put the towels out on the line, but then I would throw them into the tumble dryer for like 20 minutes just to get that fluffy feeling back, because there is nothing worse. When I tell you, there is nothing worse than a rock hard fucking bath towel after you wash it and hang it outside and you don't have a tumble dryer to make it soft again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You know I'm right.
I know the feeling, like those soft towels are next level.
Do you know what I mean? You know I'm right. Sushi eaters.
Yeah.
Notions.
In Ireland, you can't eat sushi.
It's not that you can't. It's just people are like, Jesus, they're posh. They're awful posh eating their sushi. Like, to be fair, I would actually put my hands up and say that when I hear like some of my friends are at that eating sushi, I'm like, oh, look at you. Like, I laugh. My family members probably listen to this now, but my cousins... Like, my little cousins, right? Not just my big cousins, my little cousins, like the baby cousins, they eat like loads of like prawns and all that fancy, smanty fucking food. And I'm like, oh, excuse me, fancy pants. Like, it's like...
Sorry, the bacon and cabbage wasn't good enough for you.
It's just like an automatic response when you hear someone eating like sushi. It's like, Jesus, you're awful fancy.
Not that I want to...
So I'm guilty of that.
Not that I want to live into that kind of stereotype of stuff. I've never once had sushi in my life.
Either of I, to be fair.
But like, I am still very adventurous with food. So like, I will eat...
Yeah, you would be a lot more adventurous anything. Than I would be.
I'd give anything a go once. Like, it's just that sushi's never really appealed to me.
No.
Do you know?
It's fish.
Do no. I find actually still on the same lines as that now, right? Is that like at times like sushi's like felt like it's like more upper class.
What
kind
did
of
you call it?
Sushi.
Say it again.
Sushi. this is what I was about to go to. It's like, right?
One more time.
Sushi.
Sushi.
Look, either it's from
sushi.
Right, either it's because I'm from Cork, or I'm about to make the point I was about to make. Right, I'm a bit working class. All right, I'm happy to admit I am working class. Right, no
sushi,
fault. Right,
you can't stop saying it.
Right, but this is the other side. God. I was going to get to, right, and this is where, like, from a working class background in Ireland, this is where I feel it comes in. Like, upper class people, they know how to pronunciate all of this fancy food.
Yeah.
Right? Working class, nah, not getting that. Sushi.
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 Repeat after me.
Listen, girl, I'm from
sushi.
Cork, right? Sushi.
It's sushi.
Are we going for sushi?
Sushi.
Sushi.
Christ, on a bike, will you stop?
They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine when you're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
Another one I have is people calling buns cupcakes.
Is that an Irish thing versus English thing though?
Yeah, probably.
Is that like scone versus scone?
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Ugh.
But people call them buns. Like, to be fair though, when I went to UK and like...
Have you
like,
got any buns?
I was offered like a cupcake.
You think that's
I
weird?
I said bun. And they were like, oh, what? I was like, can I have a bun? And they were looking at me as like I had fucking 10 heads.
You want to hear an even weirder one? In America, a biscuit is a bread roll.
What?
Yeah.
A biscuit? As in like, so our biscuit?
As in biscuits, right? You say if you ask for biscuits in America, you're getting a bread roll.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And if you want biscuits.
So what's a roll?
It's a biscuit. That's what they just call it, a biscuit.
Oh, what's a biscuit?
A biscuit, you call, ask for cookies.
Oh, what? So all biscuits are cookies?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Apparently, anyway. Like, that's from what I remember
that
of America.
That makes no sense. Why? How would a biscuit be a bread roll?
No.
Makes no sense. It's not bread.
That's not notions, by the way. I think that's just cultural differences.
I'm going to have to ask Jimmy that because that makes no fucking sense.
If there's any Americans out there, please help us out with those ones.
Yeah, what's that?
What are the phrases that you find weird from us? It's not notions related, but
Just curious. I can't believe you call it a biscuit a bread roll.
We could definitely do an episode on cross culture.
Another one is, and you've already mentioned it, but I had it in here, going to university instead of a local IT.
I believe you mean going to uni. Uni.
That's what I said, going to university instead of a local IT.
No, you don't say university. I went to uni. That's a subtle difference right there. If you say, I went to university, grand. If you say, I went to uni, notions.
Why?
It just is, okay?
Is it like when people say I went to uni, it's kind of like, oh, you're an arrogant arsehole.
It's a bit like, you'll know what I mean by this. It's like if someone goes, I went to Trinners.
Oh, please.
Trinity College in Dublin. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
the equivalent over in England, really. If you said, oh, I went to university, grand. I went to uni. Like,
yeah, but okay. Isn't there uni? No, it's not.
Uni is university. It's just...
I know what uni is.
But you see, in Ireland, we say college.
That's
even
what I was
going to
say. So like,
but college for them is like doing, like at 16, going off and doing an apprenticeship course.
That's exactly what I was, if you let me finish my fucking sentence. That's what I was trying to say. In UK, it's different. Like their uni, it's kind of like, is that like their secondary school?
No, uni
like
is,
they go on.
Uni is actually uni.
All right, okay. So uni is college.
Uni is...
What?
Okay. You got to look at it this way, right? In Ireland, we've got university and college. In the UK, it's just uni. So those two are the exact same.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, well, what technically it does.
What's the difference between... Why can't we just... Like, what?
Whereas in the UK, college is like doing a FOSS course.
What?
Yeah. Because you can go to college at 16 and do an apprenticeship course for a couple of years.
But what's their uni?
Their uni is like our uni.
What? I'm so confused. Well, okay, wait now.
Right. Stop and listen, right? Bear with me here, right? So in Ireland, you know how we've got like TY?
Yeah.
Right? And that goes to 16.
Yeah.
Right? In the UK, they have the GCSEs, that goes to about 16.
Yeah.
Right? And then you've got the Leaving Cert for 2 years, or you have A levels for 2 years, right?
Yes.
Now, the kids who
do... This is all secondary school.
This is all secondary school. Yeah. So we like, now they might call it high school because, again, notions there. But in Ireland, it's you go to secondary school, right? Pretty much everyone in Ireland will do the Leaving Cert. Or they'll do Leaving Cert Applied, LCA.
Yeah.
Right? In the UK, you might not necessarily want to go into A-levels, which would be the equivalent of the Leaving Cert. You know, the kids that just aren't academic in the terms of like, they don't like sitting down in a classroom having to do a lot of writing.
Yes.
Like A-levels is really heavy on writing.
Okay.
So like those kids that don't want to do that, that would be like the LCA kind of style of kids, those kids go to college.
Right.
At 16 to go do an apprenticeship or hairdressing or whatever it is. Do you get me?
Mm-hmm.
In Ireland, we make them go all the way to 18 and then they'd go do their apprenticeships.
Okay.
And that's where they have college because they can do their apprenticeships early, basically. And then if they choose, they can go off then to uni.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
I get it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
If y'all haven't like figured it out, I'm a bit slow.
It's not. It's just that you've never been through the system that way.
It's just, yeah, it was just confusing. It's like they've got a university, but we've got a college and university. Like I just.
We see in Ireland, we just use like UCC, UCD, University College Dublin, University College Cork. Like make your mind up. Which one are you?
That's what I'm saying. We just call them college.
It's the same thing.
We just call it college.
It's the same thing in Ireland.
That's why I was like, when you were like, in Ireland, we have university and college. I'm like, wait, what? Aren't they both the same thing? Like?
Yeah, they're the same thing here, but in the UK they're different. Right. We've gone way off topic.
Anyway, another one is won't shop in Aldi or Lidl.
Oh my
only
God.
Only shop in Dunnes.
Like those people. How can you live without the middle aisles?
I am guilty. I will say before I moved down to Cork,
you snob.
I shopped in Dunnes all the time. And here's my reasoning. Okay, and to all the mams out there, all the women out there, okay, you will back me up when I say this, okay? There is just certain things in Aldi's and Lidl's that just aren't the same as the ones in Dunn's. So like when I was up in Offaly, because in where we live now, there's no Dunn's. Like it's like a freaking half an hour drive
each way. Yeah, to get to
it's a pain in the hole just to go to Dunn's or Tesco's. But we've only got Lidl's and Aldi's here, which is fine. Okay, I'm adjusting. All right, I'm adjusting. But I would go to Aldi's and stuff to get like my fruit, my veg, all that sort of crack, my meat, whatever. Okay, so the like the big chunk of stuff.
I think that's snobbery.
Right, but then I would go to Dunn's to get my cereal, my milk and my bread.
I don't think that's snobbery. I think that's notions. I
was just very particular about my cereal, my milk. I'm very finicky about my milk.
Nah. That's not notions. You're. I'm giving you a clear pass.
Am I okay with that?
Working class people are giving you a clear pass okay, on that that's one. Okay, right. That's fine because there's preferences. There are like, have you ever been to Waitrose?
To what?
Waitrose.
What's that?
Oh my God! See, that's how I know that you're fine. Right over in the UK, they have a shop called Waitrose.
Okay.
Right. So you've heard of M&S?
M&S, yeah. We have an M&S, don't we? Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Yeah. So a step above that is Waitrose.
Okay.
Where everything is super expensive.
Oh, okay.
Because it stops the poor people getting in, basically.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. People in the UK know what I'm talking about here. Like, what they try and
what
do.
What would that be the equivalent of over here? Dunn's.
Dunn's is probably the
Dunn's isn't that bad, though.
Dunn's isn't that bad, you
Dunn's
see.
Dunn's isn't that expensive, like.
I would say M&S is the highest level that we have in Ireland, really.
I shopped in the 1 euro aisle.
We always shop in the 1 euro aisle.
I would go to Dunn's and I'd feel good about myself that I'm going pretty to Dunn's, sure but I would be buying so the cheap stuff and I'd have vouchers all the time.
Yeah,
be
see,
great.
Again, no notions there. But like in the UK, if you like I know people who exclusively shop at Waitrose because they're like, don't want to be dealing with the everyday scumbags.
Stop.
I would say they've never stepped foot in Asda's.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Whereas I'm like we are the Aldi / Lidl equivalent of Vogue Williams and Spencer Matthews. Like, yeah. We are the middle aisle.
We are the middle aisle.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no offence to Vogue or Spencer, but like, that's what we are. The
like, Vogue and Spencer
of.
Clearly look way better than us, like, but this is what you get, I'm afraid.
I'm a right girl!
I'm a right girl!
Okay, like, honestly, stop being ridiculous.
Absolute fucking
hero.
I hope
I don't get copyrighted there now.
Right. Another one is sending your kids to the Gael School.
I went to a Gael school. That's not notions. That right there is heritage. Moving on. Not even a debate.
That's
no, we're not even debating.
No, let me finish. Right, whenever I hear about like kids going to the Gael school or the Gael talk or stuff like that, I'm like, oh, posh.
Nah.
Pure posh.
Nah, that right there. That right are proud Irish people. Okay? I'm not having
that,
it.
That could afford to go to these places.
The Gael school was free.
Not in my family, but it's not.
What?
No.
They're charging you extra to learn Irish.
Oh, it's really, the one in Tullamore, it's expensive to put your kids in there. Honestly, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. That's why there's like that, there's actually not that many kids in Tullamore that go, but there is a good few.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
All I know is, I went to a girls' school growing up. We ain't posh. And the school wouldn't posh. And we had good crack.
Good crack.
Good crack. Okay. So I'm not having it. I'm not having this slander.
Okay? I'm not saying slander.
We are going to quickly jump over to our Instagram story for this one because I asked you guys what you would consider as a general notions. People yeah. having, you know, those, what are they called that I had earlier? Those delusions of grandeur.
Delusions.
Okay. So we've got a couple of suggestions that made me laugh and I want to see if Chelsea agrees if these are notions. Okay. So someone who drinks oat milk. Notions.
I'm no. Notions. Hold on.
100%.
I'm not. No. No. Because there are lactose intolerant people
those
out there.
Those people, I'm giving.
They can't.
Those people, you're getting a bypass. I'll allow that. If you're lactose intolerant, fine.
So does that mean I had notions?
Why do you drink oat milk all the time?
I used to drink almond.
Almond milk.
I used to. I went through a phase of drinking oat milk and almond milk.
Well, it ties in
neatly. But I think it's okay because I drank the Aldi version. So that should be okay.
Not too bad.
You know, Alpro, that ain't cheap.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It ties in neatly because I think that one and the next one, fairly similar.
Okay.
Okay, so people who drink oat milk, probably also vegan.
Is that notions though?
I'm going to say yes.
Is that notions though?
Yes.
I don't think that's notions.
I think it is.
I don't think that
is. I've got a gripe with vegans anyway because I don't like their strategy of marketing.
Why?
Because, see, this is the thing, right? If vegans marketed it with factual scientific information, then I would be fine. Like if they were like, oh, you know, animal waste products release 24% of the global CO2 into the atmosphere, or something like that, I know. But, and like just came across more scientifically, fine. But like, it's always the other arguments of like, you wouldn't eat meat if you had to kill it yourself. I would 100% still eat the meat. I've done it before.
I'm sorry to all the vegans out there.
Yeah, if you're vegan, I do apologize. But as long as you like, you don't like.
Please don't take offense to this.
Yeah, or
this
like.
This is a podcast disclaimer right now.
Or give out about people eating the meat around you as well at dinner. Like,
yeah,
you
know, I feel like, yeah, okay, I will put my hand up and say that. I feel like you shouldn't. Yeah,
like,
you shouldn't force your. If you want to be a vegan, by all means, you do you, boo boo. But don't, number one, make people feel bad about eating meat. Number two, don't force your opinion down someone else's neck about it, because at the end of the day, it's their life, their life choices, and they shouldn't be judged for it.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
pretty much.
But yeah, a lot of vegans have notions.
I won't say notions.
And
that one,
and like. Do you know with that one as well, when I catch me with this, is that I know of vegans, okay? I feel like this is a, I don't have a problem with vegans, but it's not that kind of one. But I do know some vegans who, like, when they would have alcohol in them, they would get a cheeky takeaway that's piled with meat. Because they wanted this illusion that they were, I'm so important for, like, you know, helping the environment, I'm vegan. And then as soon as they got drinking them, they're like, get me a doner kebab.
You're not a vegan, babe.
Yeah.
You're not. You're not a true vegan.
Your cousin, absolutely. Like, it was a beautiful quote. I swear to God, was the funniest thing ever when we were having dinner that one time where, like, he's like talking about that he's vegan.
Yeah.
And then he orders like chicken or something like that. And we're like, I tell you, said you're vegan. He's like, I'm having a cheat day. I was like, he's about, what, 11 years old?
12, he's 12.
I was wetting myself.
Yeah.
I was like, I like that style.
Do you know what's even more funnier is the fact, like, he said that for the entire day. Like, oh, every like time everything he has something to eat.
Even if there wasn't meat in it,
you're
like,
not meant to eat that.
It's
a cheat day. Okay. I'm like, what, every day is a cheat day?
I love it. I love that. Right, okay, here's another one for you, right?
Go on.
Not having a gin unless it's in a gin bowl glass. And having all the fruits with it.
As in, what? It's notions if you do?
Notions if you demand that it has to be in a gin glass.
I'm going to say no, that's not. I like my gin in a bowl glass.
Okay.
With fruit.
I'm with you. I would prefer, like, I'm a gin.
I would prefer,
I like
it.
I like gin too. Don't get me
like
wrong.
I don't care what glass it's in, but I would prefer if it was in a proper gin glass.
On a night out, I'm 100% with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you want to have the proper gin style stuff.
And I will keep that same glass. Every time I go and get a drink, I'll be like,
kind of just put it
just,
into that one.
Yeah, just put it in the same glass.
But it's, if it was at like someone's house,
nah,
and they didn't have gin glasses.
And they didn't have gin glasses.
You see, then that means you're fine because you don't have notions. But it would be like, if you were at someone's house.
Nah.
And they were like, oh, do you want some gin? You'd be like, yeah. And then they like,
see,
give you a normal
this
glass.
Is why, right? This is why me and Tyke were in IKEA a couple of weeks ago. And I said, Tyke, as I, we're going to have to invest in some gin glasses for the house, because I want people to have the option. If they want a gin glass, you have to give people the option.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You have
to. I'm with you. At some stage, we'll get around to making that video as well. We're always saying that.
Tyke, we say this every week, man.
Yeah.
Every week we said that.
Well, you know what? There's only, what, two more episodes
of
the season?
Left.
And then I'll actually get time to edit it. So you'll actually have to sign up to the YouTube, because it's the only way you're going to see the updates.
You're not going to hear any more of the updates or anything like that until you go and subscribe to the YouTube or the Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. Because we're putting the podcast on hold.
Yep.
It's waiting.
Until the house is over.
Yeah. Once the house is done and a bit of a studio is made, we're back at it.
Yep.
Okay.
But moving on anyway.
But moving on. Right. So driving a snazzy car with tinted windows.
Depends on the car. Like, is there a specific car mentioned?
Yeah.
What? Why didn't you mention it? You're just like, yeah.
Because it's my car.
No way! No way!
And I don't know, I don't think the person who sent it in knows I have that car either, which is why it's really weird. But someone was like, driving an Audi A5.
Oh! Notion!
But it's an old car. It's an old car.
Notion!
Okay.
Notions.
Look, I'm not gonna lie, right? I very rarely splash out on things. Like all my old cars, absolute heaps.
I needed
a nice
car. Your old
car
was a pile of shite.
It was probably
on its last legs, like.
Yeah.
It wasn't even on its last legs. It fucking fell apart in the middle of the road.
Blew the engine out.
It had to be towed home.
On the middle of the motorway up to you.
Oh, so bad.
But and I was like, do you know what? I'm gonna treat myself. And I got myself an A5. Yeah. Not a new one, though. Okay, I don't want people thinking
I bought
a brand new one. This thing is, what, 12 years old?
Yeah.
So it's not like it's brand new. But I tell you what,
it's a mighty fine car.
That ages so well, because it looks like all the new ones as well.
Yeah, it does, in fairness. Like, it's very similar to the new ones.
I'm happy.
It's a great condition.
I don't care. People say I have notions.
You have notions, Tyke.
About it.
Sorry to say it to you, but you do.
I'll take it. I'll take those notions. This one I don't agree with. You can tell me if you think it is or not. Owning road frontage in Ireland.
No. How is that having notions?
I don't think it is.
Like if you're born into that situation or it's your family business.
That's a lot of farmers, like.
Yeah. That's not notions. Again, that is making a living. That is their bread and butter. That's how they put food on the table. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't say people have notions for having road frontage.
Over in the UK, it is a little bit notiony, though.
Why?
I will have to put that.
Do you have farmers in the UK?
Yeah, but a lot of the ones that are like, particularly in around maybe London and stuff like that, like the farm sizes are way different. Over in the UK, huge farms.
Oh, really? Yeah, but again, how is that having notions?
More land. A lot of them are like daddy's farm, daddy's land.
Oh, okay.
That kind of, you know. Raw, go to uni. You're starting to see the connections between all of them.
Yeah.
You do like my posh English girl impression?
Yeah.
Raw, daddy got me a new Beamer.
Beamer?
I'm trying to think what's a posh car. I should have said a Range Rover.
I was going to say, yeah, Range Rover is more like farm.
Land Rovers.
Or Land Rover.
Range Rover is like the daughter, I suppose, of the estate. She'll have one of them.
Yeah. The daughter that will never set foot on the farm.
Yeah. Well, she will, because, I mean, it's money, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm saying there's girls out there, there's daughters out there that wouldn't even
pull
a finger.
Would she take ration out to the calves?
No.
Exactly. So that's what you're talking about there.
That's what I'm talking about. Daughters that wouldn't bother picking up a shovel, like.
If she's willing to take ration out to the calves, she's a keeper.
Yep.
That's how I would look at that.
That's it, yep. See, I'm not posh. I love kebabs.
Right, we're kind of at the end of that one. But I suppose before we go into the DIY section, what notions do you notice that I have?
That you have?
Yeah, now that you've lived with me long enough, I'm intrigued.
Notions that I think Ty has. I don't know. I could get myself in trouble here, lads.
You're all right. I'll let you out. I'll point some out for you if you want.
So you point them out to me and I'll tell you if I think that's a notion or not. Because I actually don't know.
Did a fitness photo shoot?
No.
I would have said notions.
No, how is that notions?
I could have done my body transformation and not showed anyone.
Although no, I'm sure. Wouldn't it be funny if I did that? I'd be like, fucking yeah, photo shoot all the way. I want to show that off. Like, that's not notions. I want to show that off. Yeah, I want everyone to see. I don't care.
We have to sign up to our OnlyFans.
Oh God, don't even. Now after last week, please.
What happened last week? I can't remember.
Someone set up a fake Instagram account.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't even last week, it was Monday. Someone, I don't know if anybody has seen my Instagram, but someone had, I woke up Monday morning and it was like loads of people messaging me, telling me, like even emailing me, telling me this person went and made a fake account with my name, my pictures, everything, was putting up stories telling everybody to subscribe to my OnlyFans, and I was going to get hot and spicy and all that sort of shit. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, and everyone was like, it was people believing it, going, oh my God, can't believe you're finally on OnlyFans. Can't wait. I'm just like, what?
I'm not on OnlyFans. Hey, look at silver lining. People think you're fit enough to be on OnlyFans. Nice!
Yes! I was like, what the fuck? Now, I can't personally find the page. And you can't find it.
They've blocked us, I'd
say. I feel like they've blocked
both
of us.
Or it's been deleted.
Because... like if it's not deleted, I'll be fuming.
Yeah, yeah.
But go on, what's another one?
All those people who signed up to the OnlyFans are going to be raging.
Sorry, lads. I'm not an OnlyFans. Never will be. What's another one that you do?
I own a pair of Toms. Notions.
Yeah.
And I wore them on a boat.
Yeah.
Oh.
He actually went to the extent of wearing... His t-shirt with flamingos.
Hold on now though, right?
He went full boat mode.
I don't think that's notions. I think that right there is going with the theme of what you're doing. So we were on a yacht. We were on a yacht.
We were on a yacht.
I'm so working class, I can't even pronounce the word. A yacht. We were on a yacht with, it wasn't ours, a friend of ours.
Yeah, it wasn't our yacht.
It's not ours. We were not that bad.
We were friends.
Yeah, but we got invited out to go on a yacht. Chelsea was actually at a Westlife concert at the time.
Yep.
So I was like, well, I'm going on the boat. No way am I missing that opportunity. So I threw on my best boating attire, which was...
All he was missing was the hat.
A fedora.
That's all you were missing, like.
Oh, it would have been...
You would have blended. Yeah. You would have really blended with the whole yacht club.
Pair of those like navy kind of boatman pants.
Yeah.
The shorts. And then my Toms with little white socks on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I was the element of boat wanker. That's what I was. Sunglasses on as well. Coming out across the
really
Aiden.
Hot day. Sipping away in his alcohol beverageino.
Yeah.
Loving life, like
having the best time.
Loving life. That's
actually what our inspiration for this whole topic was, because we collected Chelsea from the concert in the yacht.
Yeah,
which was hilarious as well, because we had to get the Irish Coast Guard. Actually,
yeah, we're not going to tell people about that though. If you want to hear about that, you're going to have to go to the Patreon. We're not telling that story.
Yeah, we'll have to put that one over there. But the fact that she got herself and Michelle, my younger sister, were the only two people getting collected from the concert on a boat, like,
I felt very snazzy.
Yeah, so mad notions.
Full of notions going home that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one I had was, well, this is about me personally, but I could totally see me doing this.
Go on.
When I have like enough money. I think the midlife crisis. Owning a convertible in Ireland.
Oh, you're so dead set on that. Like, he's actually so dead set on having a
convertible. For the four good days of the year.
Oh, God.
I just want to have that convertible. I want that wind blue.
Four good days of the year.
Yeah, when it's sunny.
Four good days.
4 good days of weather, like.
Days,
yeah.
Just days. Is that all we're getting?
Of good weather?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose with global warming, we're getting a few extra now. Remember.
Woo!
Can you remember the days of summer where it would just be rain every day, like?
Yeah, it's true.
Like this year, when we had like 2 weeks of warm weather straight, people didn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah, everyone was falling apart.
I think after
people were actually refusing to go outside. I'm like, get outside.
I think after day three, people started falling apart because they didn't, like, we didn't have activities that you like could do after day three. So day one in Ireland, when it gets hot, it's always the same. Everyone goes to the beach.
Yep.
You take the day off work, you go to the beach. Day two, you organize a barbecue.
Yeah.
Day three, you make a salad. It's like a salad and you eat outdoors again. Like, it's kind of like day two.
You never cook when it's hot outside. No way. It's too hot to cook, like.
After day three, people kind of panic because they don't know what to do. And then it's like, it's too hot. It's out now. I'm saying it. And like, you wake up in a sweat because, of course, we don't have aircon in Ireland. Why would you?
I love the heat. I love the sunshine. But Jesus, trying to sleep in that heat is actual torture, like.
But after day three, people just don't know what to do with the temperature. Yeah. We're just not used to it.
No. We're not built like that.
Yeah.
We're built different.
We're built awkward. We like mild weather. Oh, you lot thought we were joking when we said we're going to get jerseys made. Boom! Check these bad boys out.
Boom!
Look at them. They're so colourful.
They're class.
They're like a 90s throwback.
They are 90s vibes. These are giving me Saved by the Bell vibes.
Yeah, all made courtesy of D-Armor Sportswear. If you want to go check out their products, you can do that. Their website is linked down below. And you can go and ask them for your own kit if you want to get something made. But if you want to see us wearing these in action, you can check out our YouTube video where we take part in Midland's Fittest Families.
Superstars.
Okay, we're not really superstars though. But you can still check it out.
You can still check it out though.
Anyway, go back to the video. Boom.
Let's go.
Right.
Moving on to...
Moving on. Section two.
DIY.
Doing it yourself. Doing it hard.
What?
I meant to say, this is like last week when I said that stupid thing about plumbing that I couldn't include. I meant to say DIY.
Oh, stop. Oh, stop. I actually pen.
I meant to say, you'd said DIY and I meant to say DIY doing it the hard way.
Why
am I like this? It's always when we get to this section that I fall apart mentally. Just saying.
No, you know what it is? You overthink it every time. You overthink what you're about to say. Keep it simple.
Listen,
man,
I don't even know what's about to come out of my mouth 90% of the time. Okay, it's not overthinking. It's not thinking at all. That's the problem here.
Oh,
anyway.
Stop.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Getting back to it.
Oh, that was perfect.
I'm keeping it in. That one I'm keeping in. Last week had to go out.
Do you know what was better? Is the fact that when you said it, you were just like...
I knew that...
You didn't
I knew there was something missing.
You just sat still.
I knew there was something missing. Wait. Right.
Just stop.
Oh, my God.
Just stop talking.
Let's get into what we're talking about this week, which was DIY, what we've done with the house.
Yeah. We were flat out last week.
Oh God, yeah, we were cracking on because when did we record? I was thinking, when did we last record?
We didn't,
last week? The garden hadn't been done the last time, was it?
No, because
Wednesday, hold on, I'm going to have to go timeline. Last Wednesday was when we concreted the back of the house, but we had podcasted before that.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
We did,
I'm lying. But... Yeah, so since then, we've basically made an entire garden.
Yeah.
Without a single piece of grass in it. And it makes me super happy. No maintenance.
We were flat out on Sunday.
Yeah.
I was a broken woman when I came home on Sunday night.
Chelsea had to...
I genuinely was a broken woman.
Chelsea
I'm
pulled
not gonna
a 12-hour shift as a labourer. And
on a Sunday, lads.
On a Sunday. Yeah, and we got in a load of paving bricks, which we had actually gotten... We'd sorted ourselves before because they were reclaimed. This is the thing. That's not Notions right there.
No,
right?
That's hard work.
We're not spending hardly any money on the extra bits of the house. Yep. We're finding old things, throwing them back in and using them.
Yep.
So these old paving bricks
came out of a driveway. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
Exactly. These old paving bricks had come out of a driveway. And we got into the builders like, listen, if they're just going to be sitting idle in your yard, probably going to get buried at some stage. Can we come down, pick them out by hand?
Yep.
Bag them and then take them away from me in a couple of weeks time. And they were like, no hassle, that'd be great, like, because that's literally old materials always goes to waste. So we had three bags of bricks dropped off to the house on Sunday, and like it was dropped off at our neighbor's, and we had to get it through the neighbor's place into our place and gone by the end of the day. Like that was the rule, like that was the agreement that was made.
And there were so many bricks.
Do you want to know how many bricks have gone into that garden?
Oh my God, yes.
Now they're all four.
Now they're all down. Go on.
We have approximately 1,100 bricks gone in there.
Stop.
Yeah.
Fucking felt like more. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I know it feels like more, but every single one of them, they're heavy bricks.
They were heavy bricks, like, and I stupidly agreed to be the one that was bringing in the bricks.
I gave you the option. That's the thing.
Yeah, but to be fair, I genuinely would have fucked that up.
Well, I messed it up anyway. I had to fix it all again on Monday.
It would have been 10 times worse. 100%. Oh. I put my hands up. So he was, what we were doing?
So what we were doing was something called a herringbone design.
Herringbone.
Feel free to Google it while you're listening to this. A herringbone design. But basically, you put two bricks at an angle and they go kind of on top of each other like that.
It
kind
basically of playing Tetris. But as simple as that design is, I 100% would have messed it up. So it was either I stay in the garden and lay down all the bricks that were being brought in. Or I could just wheelbarrow all the bricks in, clean them off and hand them to him. I took that job, and by the end of it, I was like, I hate my life.
She was like, maybe I should have taken the job.
My hands were aching. I had cuts all up my arm. It was a very painful process. Very painful process.
Yeah.
But it was so worth it because I tell it's you what, done.
The funniest part about that was just kind of when we got to like 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. I remember, oh no, it was at lunchtime, I'm lying. I was at lunch about 4 o'clock.
And we took one break, 12-hour shift, lads. 15 minutes,
that's all we took.
We took 15 minutes during that whole 12 hours.
But anyway,
and it was hot.
At 4 o'clock, I was like, so now that you've done a half day of labouring, do you see yourself doing this ever again in the future? And she was like, no,
never.
I can't wait for today to end.
Never.
I want to be done.
Yeah. I have no problem doing it. No problem doing it if I really need to. Like, don't ask me unless it's really necessary. Do you know what I mean? But the fact I didn't mind doing it this time is because it's for our home.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of the renovations. I want to be part of the whole process. As much as I hate doing all the labor outside, I want to be a part of it because at least...
You'll come into your own later on with it though, because when it comes to the painting and decorating, that's where you're good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the donkey who'll do the heavy work. I don't mind the labouring because I'm like, yes, pick up stuff, move here, Deb, done. Like, you know, a little bit of Arnold in it. Pick it up, put it over there. Good job done.
See, I don't feel too bad because I'm at home making sure that there's dinner on the table and all the housely chores are done. So I don't feel too bad that I'm not down doing the labor.
That's fair. Like, she's looking after the other house, which is...
Exactly.
That's just as important. You got to keep well fed doing these things.
Yeah.
That's the way it is. I do come home so hungry though.
Yeah. Like, you're well fed.
Love it. I love the food. Makes my day at the end of it, knowing I've like slogged all day doing stuff that I'm like...
She's going to have a dinner on the table.
Oh, it's the best. It is the best.
That's where I feel like I'm still making my mark. I'm still making, you know, I don't feel too, because I do sometimes feel shocked and I'm like, oh Jesus, he's down there now. Himself and his dad are flat out working in the house. Whereas I'm like, okay, I don't feel too bad because when I come home from work, I'll make sure there's dinner ready and then lunch for the next day is ready to go. So I'm like, that's me participating for now. That's until I can physically be an advantage to the labouring process, I'm just going to get in the way. Let's be real.
I don't think you're going to get in the way.
No, because like right now it's all like electrics and plumbing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know
right now, first fixing
I know
is...
shag all about that. Like, so what's the point of me being down there only to clean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you.
If there is cleaning needs to be done, just be like, come down when you're done working. There's no point in me trying to clean around you.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, right, let me come home, do what needs to be done up here in our home. And then I'll go down to my other home. And then I'll participate then.
Which is fair.
I think that's a fair show.
Do you know?
It's a fair show.
I think, yeah, it's going well. But this week anyway, it's been like pretty much our thing. This whole back garden, which I actually love.
Yeah.
I love the fact that like, even though like I've definitely made many, many mistakes during this whole process, it's still ours.
Yeah.
Like that's what we've done.
Yeah.
Do you know?
That's why I was so adamant I wanted to be there on Sunday. And like doing it. And you were like, you sure now? Because I can do that. I'm like, no, let me go like heavy deep into it. I won't like it, but I want to be, at least we can both turn around and say we did this one process of the house together. Do you know what I mean? Because there's going to be parts of the house to be happening.
Should have been there Monday when Dad came and he was like, yeah, it's good, but.
It's a bit crooked.
It's a bit crooked. You wouldn't mind. It wasn't even that crooked in my head. It was like a half inch off. And everything had to be shifted brick by brick by brick. And I was like,
he was not happy when he came home on Monday.
I look, you know, he was right. He was right.
Oh, no, he
Don't
was.
Don't get me wrong.
He was right.
But it was such a small little detail. Like, other than brickies and people who are in construction, I don't think your average everyday person would have noticed the difference.
Yeah.
So that was a thing. So it was like, and like you.
But the more I thought about it, like he was right in what he's saying, as in like he was making you fix the problem now, because at the end of the day, if you're going to do something right, you might as well do it perfect the first time round, rather than a year down the line and go, Jesus, that's bugging me now. Yeah. Well, it's too late now. They're down.
It's down and it's set.
Yeah. So he was right. I know it was a pain to pick him up, but like, start it again. But he was right in what he said. Fix it now before we fully set this whole pavement kind of thing. Like, and now you're probably looking at it going, it's great.
Oh,
it's
sure, it looks great now.
Yeah,
but it will look great regardless.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
but I know it's looking very good now.
Right, lads, it is time for this week's That's a Bop.
Stop now. Didn't you go off and only win last week, Chelsea?
Yeah, statistically
it did not work out well for me at all.
Nah.
Apparently a lot of people don't like Despicable Me because it lost big time.
People love Despicable Me. They're just not a fan of that song.
Yeah, well, it only got 32%. That's a Bop.
To be fair, you were up against Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem is always going to win. I knew that. I even said it in last week's podcast. Like, what percentage did you get?
I was 91%.
Unbelievable. That is a high rate. That is an outstanding win. So I must give you, be fair, it was a great choice.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm not even sarcastic about it. I think that was genuine. I was like, as soon as you said it, I was like, that is top notch. Okay. But now it'll be interesting to see what happens with this one, because this week's topic is obviously about notions, having oceans and notions, thinking you're pretty cool. Okay. Thinking you're the bee's knees. So I'm going to let her go first. Chelsea, what have you picked for your... please don't be the same one as what I've got.
I really hope you didn't pick the same one. I have gone for Mike Posner, Cooler Than Me.
Oh, thank God.
The two of us were picking our songs and we were totally convinced.
We both got them straight away. I was like, that was too quick for us to have two different ideas. And then I asked her, was it my one? If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. What a bop. Yeah, okay, that is a
what
good song.
What a fucking bop.
But I'm going old school.
Go on.
Right, I think, I'm praying, I'm hoping the 90s people come back with me for this one. I think it was late 90s, early 2000s. I've gone for Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, no! Oh, I'm so screwed. I'm so screwed.
And all the girls say Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Okay, okay.
What a tune. What a tune.
I will give you that
one. I think I'm back in winning ways
this
week.
Yeah, you know what? You could be back in the game for that one.
But we're going to have to wait, because we're going to have to put it up on our Instagram story. Get you guys over to vote for it.
Yes. Go over and vote for which one you think is a bop and which one you think is for an ass stop.
Yeah. And if you've got a chance, maybe you can also go over to our YouTube, subscribe to it, because that DIY video will be on the way soon. Okay. It's awful hard to do.
Yeah, we should really just stop saying soon, because we've been saying that for the past six weeks now.
Every time I say new video.
No, but we have 2 more weeks after this episode goes out. We have 2 more weeks to go before the end of season 2. So make sure to go and subscribe to our YouTube channel and sign up to our Patreon, where you will get still
extra
loads
content.
Of
There's
yeah,
so many
you will
so
get
many
so much more
over.
Extra content out of us. Like I said, we're going to be taking a break after season 2 until we get the house renovations done. It's just getting all a little too much, and we're trying to juggle a lot of stuff, and Tyga's back to work shortly and stuff like that. So we are going to take a little bit of a break, a well needed break from the podcast, and once the house gets sorted and we have our studio
all
set up and running, we will be back. We can't put a time frame on it. It could be before Christmas, it could be after. We don't know.
Could be 2 months.
You don't know.
Could be 1 month. Could be 2 months.
3 months.
Could be.
You don't know.
Maybe 3 months.
So make sure and go to subscribe to our YouTube channel and sign up for our Patreon, where you will get a new episode from us every single Monday, and you'll still get to know what's going on.
Most Mondays. Other times you might get videos.
Most Mondays, unless something detrimental happens.
Like Chelsea gets sick.
Yeah.
Or I get
and
sick.
Why? Why, you ask? I got sick.
Well,
you're going to have to go over to the Patreon and find out.
Exactly. Because that story...
You're
going
to
want
to hear that story as to why I was ill and why this episode is late.
And why
Let's
it's
just
my
say
fault.
It was all Tyke's fault.
It is my fault. And on that bombshell, we'll see you next week.
Have an amazing weekend, and we will chat to you next week.
Guangaloo!
Bye!
Bye!
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.